Saheb.
Thank you for calling Aetna's dedicated provider service center. To improve our service, your call will be monitored and recorded. By continuing with this call, you understand, accept, and agree that the information communicated by Aetna is not an offer of payment, does not guarantee coverage or payment, and is subject to all benefit plan terms and conditions, including member eligibility at the time of service. Please say or enter your NPI or tax ID. Just a moment. Thanks, I found your record. Let's get started. Say, claims, or press 1, coverage and benefits. Coverage and benefits. Please say or enter the patient's Aetna ID. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Please say or enter the patient's Aetna ID so that I can service and route your call effectively. If you don't provide the ID... One moment, please. Now, enter or say the patient's date of birth. One moment, please. The patient is...
Some revoked.
Correct? Which one of this patient's active plans are you interested in first? Primary medical, or press 1. Vision, or press 2. To receive the information via fax, before speaking to a representative, as our customer, your opinion is important to us. You may have an opportunity to give us feedback on today's call. Please stay on the line after the call to answer a short survey. Okay, please hold while I transfer your call.
Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for calling Aetna. My name is Adam. I'll be a customer advocate for today. And please be advised that I'll be a survey after the call. And may I have your name, please?
Very good morning. It's Jerry calling from provider's office. I'm looking for members' eligibility, benefits, and provider participating status.
May I have the provider's name and the servicing address, Jerry?
Oh, can you please wait for a second? Okay, the providers. Name is the provider's last name is JIANG and the provider's first name is BAIJIA and the NPI number for this provider is 192-249-5514 and the address for this provider is 1700 North Rose Avenue 2320 Oxnard CA 93030.
Will you confirm me the tax ID number of the provider?
We use a tax ID for this provider is general. We use general facilities tax ID for this provider.
Sir, you're calling for a eligibility, so we need the specific tax ID number.
I do have tax ID number, but I have facilities tax ID number.
Then what is the tax ID number that you have? Because we need to validate the correct one.
It's 954-332-724.
Got it. Thank you. And I'm sorry, your name is Jerry, correct?
Jerry.
Your last initial?
J-E-R-R-Y, and the first letter of my last initial is Y.
Okay. My name is Adam, A-D-A-M, last initial L as in Lima. And now we are going to validate the member account. Could you tell me the patient's name and the date of birth? I mean the patient's ID number.
Okay, the patient ID number is W as in Whiskey, 291-894-975.
Okay, one second. Is this for Summer Borg, B-O-G-T?
Yes.
And the date of birth?
8-23-1996.
Okay, so I do have the patient account for Summer Vault here, and as I noticed there on my end that this patient account actually handled by a different department of it, because first the patient's policy name is HMO, and second here is the state of the patient is California. So this patient's account actually handled by the HMO California department, and for this one I have to transfer you over since we are restricted to go to this patient's information. However,
okay.
Thing is that right now, because we are now at 9:22 a.m. Their office actually still not open yet. Office, the HMOCA office will open at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm unable to transfer you over at the moment. We have to wait until 11. So you can call us back again around 11 so that we can transfer you internally to their department.
Okay, before hanging up, I have another member for the same thing, eligibility and benefits. So, can you please check and confirm?
ID number for the next patient, please.
Yes, yes. It's W as in Whiskey, 267-326-254.
Second. The name and date of birth?
The member's name is, the member's last name is Diaz Gray, and the first name is Shalom. The last name spells D-I-A-Z and then G-A-R-A-Y, and the first name spells S-A-L-O-M-E.
Alright, so as you can see here on my end that this patient's little count as well is the same. This patient's planning is HMO and the state is CA or California. So for this one, this is handled by the same department, that which you can pass back later at 11, around 11, since their office open on 11.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for giving me this information.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
No.
Alright, so thank you so much for calling in once again to Jerry. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.